Greg is always making stuff happen. So we just had to share this out to a couple different places. What's up, Art Mitch? Hello, everybody. I want you to know that this is the first time I have given this address. I've never given it before, but I've been meditating and thinking about it for quite some time. And the more that I've thought about it, the heavier it has gotten. The more that I've considered the consequences of this message, the more intense I realized that I needed to deliver it. You know, we changed our job title some weeks ago from motivational speaker to impact motivator. The reason why we did that is because we did not just want to be, you know, anybody can be classified as a motivational speaker. And sometimes I go hear motivational speakers and I'm just like, man, that was lame. I wasn't impacted at all. And so I asked our team to let's rebrand even everything that we're called. And my good friend Danny, who's on our team, said, man, why don't you call yourself an impact motivator? You're always talking about impacting life 24/7. Why don't you be an impact motivator? And I said, man, I'm down with that. So we sent it off to our graphics designer, Tim Bicycle, up in Michigan, and we changed it. No longer, we're not even allowed to say motivational speaker in our camp. I am an impact motivator. The lure of the arch. When I was 18 years, the first 18 years of my life, I was raised around this body of water, ladies and gentlemen, called Lake Erie. And it was murky. It was a creepy looking thing. It was a gross body of water. It boasts as one of the five Great Lakes. But some days it looked like one of the five great mistakes. Lake Erie got some issues, y'all. For the first 18 years of my life, till I navigated down to North Carolina, Lake Erie was the tapestry and backdrop for folks that wanted to get by some water. Nonetheless, this was a place where people would gather for picnics and frivolity and celebrations during the short summer months in Ohio. Because guess what? It get cold up there, y'all. I'm talking to a specific group tonight. I'm talking to my young people. I recall the wailing, ladies and gentlemen, of my grandmother as she lamented at her youngest son's funeral. Uncle Melvin was a man who loved the water. I remember Reverend Melvin Sharp. He loved the fish until one day he traversed out as in times past, but he was ill-prepared for the water, ladies and gentlemen. He was ill-prepared for the meeting that he was going to encounter when his boat capsized. His screams from the shore, "Help, I can't swim," were futile because he was too far away. He had not calculated the savagery in which the water did not discriminate. It didn't matter that he was black. It didn't matter that there were whites on the shore. It didn't matter that it was sunny. It didn't matter that it was in the lake. It did not discriminate. The water had its icy tentacles wrapped around his soul and consumed him without a second thought. He did not heed the Coast Guard warnings that said, when you traverse out on a craft, wear a life preserver. He thought, since he had done this before and that he had saw other people do it, that this time would be no different. And unfortunately, he was wrong. I again drift back to when I was 12 years old in the Better Way group homes in Elyria, Ohio. I was there two different times as a kid in group homes, bounced around foster home, group home. But the first time that I was there, we had taken a canoeing trip. The group homes had money back then, and we took a canoeing trip. And instead of heeding the warnings that all boaters should wear a life preserver, guess what we did? We did just like my uncle. We all ventured out in canoes, ill-prepared. And as fate would have it, ladies and gentlemen, as fate would have it, I'm out there rocking and reeling on the canoe, and the canoe capsized. And I cannot swim. I entered the water ill-prepared. I entered the water with the inability to swim. I had not heeded the warnings that were back at the garrison of the shore that said, make sure when you traverse on one of these crafts, listen to the warning. But I didn't do it. And as I'm flailing and screaming, another one of the group home kids jumped out of his canoe and rescued me, little 12-year-old Christopher Lee King. I have never, ever told that story publicly. And as I was preparing for this, because I'm always in deep, agonizing thought when I put together a message for people, things come to my remembrance that I had forgotten about. They were categorized and put in a Rolodex away. Fond, distant memories. And as I was thinking about the water, I recalled that I almost came to the same fate as Uncle Melvin because I did not heed the warnings. There are many bodies of water, ladies and gentlemen, throughout this world. Since over 70% of the earth is covered by water, I'm sure you can find some little parcel of water to appreciate. But I want to draw your attention to the bodies of water called blue holes. I'm going to teach you for a few minutes. There are many things throughout this world that describe these blue holes. There are many ways that they are described. They're often described as sinkholes or underwater caves. I want you to get your mind's eye wrapped around an underwater cave. Divers of all types are magnetized by these things called blue holes, these underwater spectacles. In fact, the Bahamas have over 178 known blue holes or sinkholes in the Bahamas. That's right. And divers of all types are drawn to them. But tonight, the title of my message is The Lure of the Arch. The Lure of the Arch. Located in East Sinai near Dahab, Egypt, on the coast of the Red Sea, the Blue Hole is a submarine sinkhole about 300 feet deep. It has a shallow opening known as the saddle, opening out to the sea, and a tunnel known as the arch. The site is dived almost every day by divers that are captivated by the lure of this thing called the arch. But it also has been called the world's most dangerous dive site. This place in Egypt, in the Red Sea, near Dahab, is known as the most dangerous dive site due to multiple diving fatalities that have taken place over the years. Accidents happen as divers try to find the arch, ladies and gentlemen. They try to find it through the reef connecting the blue hole and open water, which is about 170.6 feet deep. See, as you dive down about 65 feet in the blue hole, this blue hole in Egypt, off in the distance you catch a glimpse. You begin to see the formation and the outline of this glorious and cavernous arch that seems to lure divers to it. What is the arch? That's the question. It can't be too far past the recommended depth. It's down here. It can't be. It's just an arm's length away. It's an attraction that beckons almost every diver who breaks the plane of the blue hole. The blue hole in Egypt. But these attempts have taken over 200 divers' lives. I'm talking to you tonight about the lure of the arch. Mom and Dad, I'm talking to you tonight about the lure of the arch. Young person, young lady, I'm talking to you tonight about the lure of the arch. Young man, feeling a bit wayward, I'm talking to you tonight, my friend, about the lure of the arch. The main reason suggested that we researched and found out why these accidents have happened. Y'all want to know why? Notoriety of the site attracts divers and presents challenges that tempts them that lack the necessary competence. It tempts incompetent people to come and try to make it through the arch. Accessibility of the site and the clear, warm waters of the Red Sea make the dive look more benign than what it is. It looks harmless. It's the water is clear and it's warm and it's inviting. The entry to the arch is not easy to find because of the indirect line between the blue hole and the open water. Divers who miss the entry may inadvertently continue to descend past the arch while the floor continues down well over 300 feet. There is no visual depth reference when you miss the arch. Time taken to pass through the arch has been underestimated. The tunnel appears to be shorter than what it actually is. See, man, there's no way that this is going to be a harm. I can get there. I know I don't have the proper equipment. I know that I'm going to be breathing 6 times heavier and 6 times harder, but that's okay. I know I can get through there. The light on the outside and the lack of reference points. Divers reported that the tunnel appeared to be 10 meters long when in fact, it's measured at 26 meters. And there's frequent flowing inward water throughout the arch into the blue hole. Depth, and here's another reason why people have died. Depth and the time taken to find and navigate the tunnel inevitably makes it a decompression dive, which means you've had to go deeper than you planned. You had to go deeper than you anticipated. You had to go deeper than you were prepared for. And it takes you to a place where you can't go back up. Not just like how you want it. Oh, I can dive down to the arch and I can see it and I can take in the spectacle and I can enjoy the majesty, but you've gone far too deep with the equipment that you got and the warnings that you were given. You were lured to the arch. But if you ain't prepared, you ain't leaving it. The likelihood of nitrogen narcosis causing confusion, leading to poor judgment in an already demanding situation, is significant at this depth. See, when you're at 65 feet, you're not experiencing nitrogen narcosis. When you're paddling around in the water snorkeling at 5 feet, you're not experiencing nitrogen narcosis. But when you come down to this place that's lured you in, that you've got to see, that you've got to do, because so many people have dived this before, you've got to get to the arch. You don't realize that you didn't prepare good enough. You didn't bring enough air. You didn't bring the right apparatus. And guess what? Just like many others, you succumb to the urge. Temptation to dive on a single gas tank. Oh, I could do it with one tank. I know I could do it with one tank. It's been done before. Come on, young people, listen to me. Oh, man, I can get this. It's been done before, yo. Everybody doing this, right? Are you feeling me? I can do it on one tank. I know I can because homeboy down the street did it on one tank. So why are you telling me that I can't do it on one tank? Because homeboy, you 450 pounds, you got one tank, and you ain't going to make it on that tank, bro. You're going to be out of air before you get to 75 feet. No, I got it. But one tank, which is 11 liters of air. People have done it with one tank. But this is dangerously close to the minimum gas requirements for the dive, and it depends on a fit and relaxed diver with low gas consumption. Diving the arch without a stage tank and without adequate gas planning has resulted in drowning. Just like that. Because they were lured to the arch. They were lured to the arch. A notable death was that of Yuri Lipsky. Yuri, my man Yuri, 22 years old, an Israelite diving instructor. He was not just a CL King down there with flippers and arm floaties. He was a diving instructor, ladies and gentlemen. And on the 28th of April, the year 2000, at a depth of 377.3 feet, after an uncontrolled descent, Yuri succumbed to the lure of the arch. Yuri carried a video camera which filmed his death. He was filming it. This had best been known as this site was the best known site for deaths in the world. This video shows Yuri in an involuntary and uncontrolled descent, eventually landing on the seafloor at 377 feet. Ladies and gentlemen, you ain't supposed to go but 100 and some change down. This man is all the way down 300 plus. And watch what happens. It goes on to say that he panics. He removes his regulator. He tries to fill his buoyancy compensator, but he is unable to rise. I know that if I could just get through the arc, I know that I could get back up. If he had a rose, he would have died on the way up. And so he became a captive of nitrogen glycosis. He began to hallucinate. He began to not think clearly. He began to think that he was not as low as he was. And before he knew it, he became impaired and his judgment was lapsed. Panic and confusion. And he only had a single tank of air. He thought he could do it. Lipsky's body was recovered the following day by Tarek Omar, one of the world's foremost deep water divers. Omar went down to get him at the request of Lipsky's mother. Omar had earlier twice, not once, but twice. He had earlier, he is the foremost known deep water diver in the planet, and said, you gonna mess up, boy. Lipsky, you better not go down there. You ain't got it. And Lipsky was an instructor. Lipsky was, he had credentials. Lipsky thought that he could do it. He didn't have to listen to old OG Omar. And after all, everybody diving down there. Omar, why you messing with me? Don't you know what I know? Don't you know my credentials? Don't you see my pedigree? Don't you understand? Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying to talk to you. You've got to heed the warnings of the Omars in your life. You got to listen to the instructions from the dive shack. Omar found Lipsky's helmet, his light, and his camera still intact. But Lipsky had succumbed to the lure of the arch. Lipsky had concluded that he was an instructor. He didn't need to listen to the foremost dive expert in the world. The lure of the arch was too powerful. The lure of the arch clouded his judgment. The lure of the arch made him think he was invincible. The lure of the arch deafened his ears to the warnings of those that knew better. And here's where we are in 2021. I am pleading with you young people that you need to listen to me. There is a lure of an arch in your life. And if you don't listen and heed to the warnings of those that are the foremost diving experts, you're going to find yourself deeper than you ever thought you'd travel. A report from the Addiction Center of 2021 said this. In 2020, the numbers of drug overdoses have hit an all-time high. Oregon witnessed a 40% death spike with 580 fatalities because of illicit chemicals. The use of drugs like meth increased 37% in a year in Oregon. Cocaine deaths climbed to 57%. Fentanyl deaths contributed to 92% of the deaths, and heroin reached 9%. Virginia also suffered record highs for drug abuse and fatalities with 2,035 drug overdoses in 2020. They said that 2020 was the worst year for drug deaths on record, exceeding its record of 1,626 overdoses within a year's time. Ohio, my state, lost 548 individuals to drug abuse in the spring of 2020, increasing in 14 years. Furthermore, the summer months of June and July lost 481 and 442 people in the state. See, there's an arch that's got a magnetism, ladies and gentlemen. There's an arch that is pulling our young people in the wrong direction. Young people, I need you to listen to me for the last few minutes. You got to listen to the Omar, aka CL King, in your life. You don't want to be drawn to the arch of drugs. You don't want to be captured by the lure of heroin. You want to avoid the lure of opioids. It may seem like it's just a few fin kicks away. It may seem like, because guess what? At the arch, there was light on the other side. And it appeared like it was just a few fin kicks and you could get out. But you couldn't. It had taken you further down than what you were prepared to go. The light that's on the other side of the arch no longer has you at the safe 132 feet depth. But no, to get to that light, you will find yourself at 170 feet with your air being exhausted. And I'm tired. I'm tired of my young people all across this country, throughout North Carolina, Ohio, Oregon, Virginia. I'm tired of our young people being captured by the lure of this arch called drugs. I'm tired. It's hit very, very close to me on multiple fronts, multiple times. I'm tired of fentanyl being in our communities. I'm tired of the lure of this arch grabbing our young people. I'm tired of moms and dads turning a deaf ear to the warnings and not heeding what the dive shack is saying. I'm tired because the lure is great. It seems like it can be done. Well, everybody's doing it on the side. Well, it's okay. It's just a vape. And then it turns to weed. And then it turns to fentanyl. And then it turns to heroin. Then it turns to crack cocaine. The lure of the arch takes you deeper than you've ever planned to go. Arch is not some silly edifice 175 feet down. The arch is the choice. Don't take the first hit. Don't buy the first bag. Don't give in to the lure, because the lure, the attraction, the drawing is ever present in our young people, moms and dads. And we got to slow down sometimes. Listen to CL King. We got to slow down sometimes going to soccer and band and ballet and baseball. We got to slow down sometimes and recognize and understand what our young people are doing. Oh, well, it's okay. He's got one tank of air. He's just going to the arch. He's never been there before. He is a novice in diving, but it's okay. Our kids are totally unmonitored. Our kids are totally unchecked. We don't ask them questions. We don't ask where they've been. We don't ask who they're with. We think now because social media, every kid's got a social media platform, that they're their own independent entity. And that is wrong, moms and dads. That's wrong. You need to ask your young people where they're at, who they're with. My 18-year-old son is getting ready to go off to the Army and play for the Army band. When he goes somewhere at night and he's saying, hey, can I go to so-and-so's place? Because he still asks me, can he go somewhere? I say, yes, who is it? He's like, this is so-and-so. I'm like, I don't remember him. And Chris will show me a picture of the person to remind me that I knew him. The lure of the arch. We must, ladies and gentlemen, help our young people not to get drawn in and find themselves 377 feet down because they thought it was okay. Somebody's got to warn them. And my man didn't listen. Omar tried to tell him, I don't care that you're a diving instructor. Omar tried to tell him, I don't care that you think you know this blue hole. You go into that arch with one tank of air is going to result in a fatality. And there are planks and plaques and grave markers all over the coastline in Egypt at this blue hole. And our friend who just died, his is the most notable plaque because it was filmed. The recording is on YouTube, where he plummeted to his death because of the lure of the arch. Young people, moms and dads, you got to prepare them. How do you prepare them? You got to prepare them. I'm going to just tell you straight up. You got to prepare them with prayer. You got to prepare them with conversation. You got to prepare them with communication. You got to prepare them with engagement. Since when that a kid turns 14 or 15 or starts driving, that all of a sudden now mom and dad have no input, no influence, no nothing. Just, okay, well, I guess this is where you go. We throw you out the nest. The arch is always pulling for the hearts of our young people. The arch of drugs. I just told you 2020 was the worst year in fatalities for drug use in American history. That's the arch. And it's time for us to speak up and say, don't go down there. I know you might be 16. I know you might be 17. I know you might be 18 and grown. Don't go down there. Oh, I can handle it. Man, it was a party. I can handle it. Man, they was just passing around a blunt. Don't go down there. Don't go down there. I'm going to tell you, he told him twice, don't you go down there. You don't know what you're getting yourself into. You think just because you've been splashing around the kiddie pool, you've been hanging around 65 feet, that you're good to go. No, brother, you're about to get narcosis. Soon as you hit 170 feet, you go into narcosis. After that, brother, you ain't got enough air to get back to the top. The lure of the arch is real. Young people, listen to CL King. Don't you dare take that first hit. Don't you dare take that first dime bag. I understand times is hard. I understand times have been hard. I understand there's things, depression is a real thing. I understand anxiety is a real thing. I believe in all of it. And I know it needs to be treated. But moms and dads, we got to get engaged. And we got to stop tossing these kids into the deep blue holes and just let them fend for themselves. Because they're going to be lured to the arch and have no way back. Talk to y'all tomorrow.